Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia.
What's good? I'm Jordy.
And we are the Innovation Crew. And yes, we know who you are. But thank y'all so much for tuning in with us. We have a great show for y'all today. So, it's so much to talk about, actually. First, see a new celebrity being stalked, and y'all know we got to pray for her. Also, my favorite celebrity couple is engaged. It's funny. Actually, Ciara, everybody she's been with, they've always been my favorite couple at their peak. So, yeah. That, also, see how Russell Wilson's previous wife is shading Ciara. I have a question. How much do Jordans usually cost? Because I never bought a pair of them. Do y'all know?
Jordans cost?
Yeah, like how much do they typically cost? Because I've never in my life have bought a pair.
Well, it depends on what state you're in.
Depends on what kind you get.
It depends what state you're in, too. Because, like, in New York, they cost, like, $300. Down here, they cost, like, $100 or
$200.
Yeah. Couple hundred. See how much that is. But, yeah. Hey, Vanessa. Nice.
What time is the show starting?
You're live on air, so everybody, this is Vanessa.
I'm sorry, guys. For having
okay.
A life.
You're basic regardless, so no one missed you. But anyway. So, Jordan's usually cost around maybe $100, $200 for a pair. You will not believe how much this pair of shoe costs at its peak, and I'm going to tell you about that later. So first, let me get into the movies coming out. Well, today, Miracles from Heaven comes out. You guys know Megan Good's husband, Devon Franklin, was a producer on this film. It's about a young girl who is suffering from a rare digestive disorder and finds herself miraculously cured after surviving a terrible accident that leaves the medical specialist, her family, and the whole community inspired. It's starring Jennifer Gardner, Queen Latifah, Martin Henderson, and many more. And this is going to be a great movie. Y'all should really see this.
Yes.
Speaking of Devon Franklin, for those of you who don't know, so I went to the Merge Summit, and I got a chance to talk to, like, really a lot of different film producers and directors in the industry, and about this film came up, and it was just really, really exciting, so make sure you guys go see it. And you guys can go on my website, ShaliaHolliman.com, and check out all those pictures. That's Miracles from Heaven. Also, we have, on Friday, Allegiant from the Divergent series. Now, this is a sequel to the previous one. I've never seen the first one, but it's about Beatrice Pryor and Tobias Eaton fight to end the Bureau of Genetic Welfare's authorization reign over the U.S., and it's starring Shailene Woodley, Theo James, Naomi Watts, and Ansel Elgort. Have y'all seen the prequel to this movie?
Yep.
Was it good? I've never seen it.
I mean, I liked it. It was all right. It wasn't nothing spectacular. But I probably would go see the one that's coming out on Friday.
The sequel. Well, they're turning every movie into books now. So. Well,
yep.
I said this so backwards. They're turning all
the books
into
movies. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for my book to become the number one box office hit for like 5 straight weeks. Yeah.
I know, right?
That's going to be real.
With Vanessa in there.
As an extra. But anyway.
No. As a main character.
Now, last movie coming out on Netflix is called Pee-wee's Big Holiday. This is also a sequel. So a fateful meeting with a mysterious stranger inspires Pee-wee Herman to make his first ever holiday in this epic story of friendship and destiny. It streams on Netflix on Friday beginning at 12:01 a.m. Pacific time. Now it's time for our daily little vote. Miracles for having ticket or skip it. I got to say ticket, 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 ticket. What about y'all?
I say ticket because it reminds me of the Heaven is for Real movie, and that was a good movie. So
that was a great movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Skip it.
Ticket.
You said what, Jordan?
I said skip it.
Jordan, you... Oh, Lord.
Skip it.
No, we need to come up with a separate term from Jordan, bootleg it. You know,
right?
Yeah, that's his bootleg. And Vanessa too, because y'all know that's all she
definitely
did.
Not. Definitely.
And anyway,
girl, I was just on your side, like, girl, bye.
I know. So the movie Allegiance in the Divergent series. I don't know. I would say I'm gonna just say skip it. Let me stop playing. Skip it. What about y'all?
I would definitely say ticket because I have watched all the prequels, so I might as well.
Girl, it's only been one prequel. How you watch all of them? It's only been one.
I thought it was two. I always get that mixed up with, is it Divergent and the other one? Whatever. I can't remember.
What? No.
Vanessa watched me more than once.
No. So what was Divergent? Isn't it Divergent, Insurgent? I don't know. But
the name of the series is Divergent.
That's what I'm
saying. They already got
2 out. Y'all know what?
They already have 2 out.
That's what I'm talking about. I watched 2 of those, so I'm.
You probably seen Insurgent.
No, Shalia, they have 2 out. This is the 3rd one coming out.
They have, yeah. Thank you, Shalia, Mrs. I ain't watched none of them, but I'm over here talking mess.
Whatever. At least I don't illegally download them like you. So yeah.
At least you need to shut up.
Anyway, Pee Wee's Big Holiday Netflix. I'm gonna say skip it. What about y'all?
Skip. I'm gonna skip it.
I over on Netflix, so skip it.
I'm guessing Amber is skipping it too. Okay. Well, I have to say one thing I'm really excited about. I will say the Batman versus Superman. I gotta say I'm off of Batman. What do y'all think, real quick? It's gotta be Batman.
I really think Superman's gonna win. I love Superman.
No, Batman. Batman all day. Better than Superman.
I'm Wonder Woman all day. I'm with Wonder Woman all day.
Exactly. Yeah, you know she can make it. All right. But anyway, Vanessa, what's going on in this crazy world?
Well, it's not anything really crazy. It's just something. Well, it is something. So I don't know if you guys have heard about the news story of the lady that killed her 2 oldest kids because they were raping and sexually abusing their younger brother. He was 6 at the time. He's 8 now. She's getting sentenced to life imprisonment, which she wanted in the first place. But, I mean, I totally agree with what she did to them. Like, they raped him. They beat him. They starved him. They did all this stuff, and she didn't know. So when she found out, she did the same thing. Like, okay, so she would give him his plate and, you know, their brothers. So she would let them eat together in their room. So they would take his food. They wouldn't let him eat. Only thing he was able to eat was vegetables because they was bullying him. They tortured him. A lot of stuff. It was crazy. So, yeah, she killed them. Chopped them. Well, not chopped them up, but, you know. Stuff them in a body bag, put them in a freezer, blah, 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 blah. Do you think the kids deserve the punishment that they got? Because I definitely agree with the punishments that she gave them. I definitely agree with it. I just didn't think she should have killed them.
Wow, she killed them. Both of them.
How old were they? One of them. Okay. One of them was 13. I don't want to go into the gruesome details, but here's some things. Like, the girl, she was 13. She would, like, put her period blood, squeeze it into the little baby's mouth. She would rape him.
Oh,
no. Sit on his face. She would do all that type of stuff. And then the boy would do the same thing. They would gang rape him together. The boy would rape him by himself. The boy would pee on him. The boy would skeet in his eyes, a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And I'm like, he was only six, y'all. He was only six. Like, oh, my God.
Okay, was this a white or black family? Go ahead and ask.
Black. Girl, black. Black.
And that was black. Oh,
black.
No.
I was like, oh, my God. Shalia. Are you for real? Who
Shalia.
Does this?
Wow. What?
Shalia, you sound so racist when you ask that question all the time. Is they white or black? Is they white
it's
or black?
It's not that. No, look. This is for people who do think it's not being racist. The thing about it is, when I hear stuff, I like to get a visual of what people look like. You know what I mean? I like to kind of match. I don't want to know vivid. Imagine what she just said, but you know, I like to have a visual of what they look like and stuff. It's not a racist thing.
All right, but if that's the case, you should ask Vanessa before the show, so you'll know. And you don't have to ask that question.
No, I find out like everybody else. That's the beauty of this show. This is all live, boo.
Okay.
But everybody probably don't want to know that if they white or black.
Yes, some people do.
Yes, they do. Not
if I was hearing this story, I would have been like, these white, I mean, no offense, but I would assume that they would be Caucasian. But, you know.
Yeah.
I would just need to know for sure before I go off assuming.
Yeah, this is all I'm saying.
Yep.
So.
But, yeah, so do you guys think they deserved it? She killed the little boy. The boy was 9 that did it, the 6-year-old, and the girl was 13. She killed the 13-year-old on purpose, but she killed the 9-year-old on accident.
How did she kill him? Was that sad?
Okay, so this is what happened. So she did basically the same thing that they did to him. So she starved them, like she only fed them a little bit at a time. And, like, she'll ask the little boy, what did they do to him? And every time he said something, first she found out about the boy who raped him first. Then she killed him accidentally. 9 months later, she found out about the sister. So while all that was going on with the boy, with the two boys, the sister was still doing the same stuff for him 9 months later, blah, blah, blah. And so when the mom found out, she was like, oh, my, because the sister did the worst thing. She was doing it to both boys. Like, she was doing it to the 9-year-old first. Then when the 6-year-old came along, she started doing it, like, making both
of them. My guess is that she made the 9-year-old do it to the 6-year-old. Do y'all think so, too?
Of course.
Yeah.
And then, so she said the reason, well, the 13-year-old told her mom the reason why she was doing it is because everybody was saying that the 6-year-old was so cute and he was getting all the attention. I'm like, what?
I didn't get past that when he said she put his period blood in her mouth.
She put her period blood, like, in that little boy's mouth. They were choking him out. They were ripping him. They were beating him. I'm just like,
that's worse than the whole, who that girl that ate her tampon?
It's Giovanni, whatever her name was.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, Nancy talking about this on the show.
No, but it's like, that's what happens.
It's
like, people are crazy like that.
Yeah, you're like, wow, they're so young.
Right. Okay, so do you guys agree or disagree with the punishments that the mother did, besides killing them, of course?
I mean, you know me, just the authorities, and then let them deal with it, to be honest. Or just got them in another home or something. But
no, but here's the thing.
They bought themselves, though, for doing that to that baby, so I don't really, it's either way it goes.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So she called the police, and she was like, what if this, that, and the like, she was explaining the scenario to the police officer. So they was like, they were just going to take all three kids, put them all in foster homes, blah, 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 blah. They were still going to be together. She didn't want that to happen. Like, did you, what? So she was like, she was going to take matters in her own
hands.
Why
would they put them together with them after they did it?
Like
that
they was going to do, like, a whole investigation, but they were all going to be kept in the same home. And she didn't want that to happen. So she took matters into her own hands. And that's when she started abusing and beating and doing the same thing, like throwing scalding hot water on them, hitting them, punching them.
Wait, they threw hot water on the baby, too?
No, she threw hot water on the two kids.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
And that was just so crazy. I was like, that little girl, she deserved, I ain't gonna say she deserved to die, but like, I would have did the exact same thing. Like, girl, what?
Mm-mm.
That's disgusting.
That really bum-bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe people actually, wow, people are really crazy.
I know, right?
What can we say? Oh, God. But anyway, Jordan, what's going on in sports?
So, Deion Ware come back and to play basketball because he was out for three games because his brother got shot. He died. His brother died last week.
Oh, so much violence in the
and
world.
They say he been going to a lot. Like 2016, his older cousin died. He got shot. His best friend died. He got shot. And another cousin of his got shot. And now his brother died because he got shot.
I mean, goodness. They must live in the hood. Oh, well, bless him. Woo, wow. I hope he's okay. Yeah. Amber, what's going on in entertainment?
She revealed the reason why her and Lil Wayne broke up, and she says that it was because he cheated on her, which I think she should expect that being the type of person he is, but he was wrong. But she said she loved that man.
Yeah. Some women, I don't know. I can stay with a cheater, I don't think. Could y'all stay with a cheater?
Huh? No, not at
all.
I
said, could y'all stay with one?
No.
It depends who it is for me.
With boys, it's of course differently. Boys don't care as much as girls, I feel. Mm-hmm. Tell him about the kick. Whatever.
For us guys, we look at it like since our girl cheating, then it's probably be easy for us to get a threesome with another girl since he's cheating and stuff.
Ew. No. I hope not. At least now you girls see what guys think with their little dirty minds. Or just Jordan. I'm assuming this is Rihanna and Tinashe. He wouldn't care.
Right.
Rihanna feel like the type of person that'll do that anyway. So I ain't trying
How
to be
you
fun.
Know?
She seems like it. Y'all seen her with Drake when she was performing? Good call. They're cute together to me. I actually think they're kind of cute.
They went out.
Didn't they go out one period? Yeah, like in 2009 during the What's My Name period.
That's
they went out.
I said that, and then my sister was like, no, they didn't, but I swear I thought they did, like, I promise you.
They did. But yeah. All right, let's get into some more news. So, everybody, first, let me say this. Everybody busting it wide open, everybody getting it in. So, congratulations to Neo, Chris Bosh, and Jamie Dornan. They all welcomed babies. Aww. More and more little babies coming into the world. And next up, we're going to welcome Miss B, who's supposed to be our little advisor, but you see, you know. Hope that everything goes well. She's going to have her child. Then we have Miss Reed. But yeah, let's talk about Ashanti real quick. Now, I personally love Ashanti. When I heard her first album, it's still one of my favorites of all time. It's always been, but Ashanti just gave in, everybody, and I don't blame her. Let me tell you why. So, her long-time stalker is on trial for the third time on the same charges. He's been stalking her ever since 2003.
Really?
Now, that's over 10 years. Yes. Now, the first trial that they had with the case ended in the mistrial because one of the jurors was sick. In the second trial, he was convicted of criminal contempt and related counts, but they didn't, you know, charge him for felony stalking, which I don't know why. He claims to have met her in 2003 and had a romantic relationship with her. And evidence shows that he sent numerous raunchy and sexually explicit tweets to her. And she had a restraining order against him. And even though she did, he still went to events where her younger sister was, taking pictures with her. He took a picture with her, and she said that she actually didn't know about it, because she didn't know what he looked like at the time.
Really?
And she didn't know What in the world is that cracking noise? Still going.
I don't know, but I hear it too. It's kind of weird.
Okay. She didn't know that it was him until a fan on Twitter said, "Hey, that's Ashanti stalker." And Ashanti said in court, "I'm really nervous and scared of exactly what he's capable of doing to myself and my family." And this is the most disgusting part, y'all. In 2009, he sent photos of his jabong boing to her mother.
Oh, my God. And the messages were meant to get to Ashanti. Of course, the mother was like, "What?" And he, I don't know.
So in court, he asked Ashanti to explain why he was facing a felony stalking charge for the messages, I guess. And she said, "You continuously tweeted over and over disgusting, derogatory, disrespectful things to me after you already gone to jail for the same thing." And she finally said, "I wish you to stop. I just wish you to stop." His name is Devin Hur. He faces up to 4 years behind bars. He's been in jail since his arrest in 2013. And yes, he is black, for those of you who want to know. That's just crazy, dude. That was a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Wow. I was just thinking, he said that to her mother, like, wow. Oh, Lord. Jesus. Okay. Well, let's pray for her, for real. I really love Ashanti. I hope everything goes well.
That's
so
crazy.
Mandy Moore has won her case against her stalker. So, yay. Hopefully he stays away from her.
Hopefully.
And speaking of stalking, have y'all watched the show Growing Up Hip Hop with Angela Simmons and Romeo? That's a good show. Y'all should watch it. But
I've seen like the first two episodes. I stopped.
Why? You didn't like the show?
No, I just don't have time for
it. It was pretty good. You don't have time. What do you do? Except for the show. Oh, PT training.
Study.
Yeah. Gotta get that body ready. Gotta get ripped. But yeah.
Girl.
So one of the stars of the show, Egypt Crisis, who's Peppa's daughter from Salt and Peppa, is collaborating with this guy named Breon and Mache Customs, and they're designing, guess what? If y'all thought Jordans cost much, this how much this cost?
How much?
A $4 million shoe.
Who the hell is going to buy that?
$4 million shoe. Apparently, two potential buyers from the Middle East and China are flying to New York to see the shoe next week. So the shoe is now at 60% completed. It's called the Fire Monkey, and it's basically, they say, like the mix of Dwayne Wade shoe, of the Lynn Valley Wade 4, whatever, but it has several hundred carats of white diamonds and sapphires added to the shoe. And the proceeds from the shoe will support the Souls for Shoe charity. So that's pretty cool.
They trying to get somebody robbed.
Right. Yeah. Nobody's going to wear that, though. It's just a collectible, I feel. Who is going to walk around with $2 million worth of shoe on their feet? What?
No. $4 million, not two.
$4 million.
Okay. Well, like I said, two people, one from the Middle East and one from China, are flying in to look at it. I've seen sort of a picture. It actually looks really, really nice. You can definitely tell it. You know, it has those diamonds. That's one thing it does have. So it looks really nice. It's called the Flying Monkey. And they're in the Middle East, so it may be Muhammad's family, you know. Or Fatima. They may have got it like that. Okay. But anyway, let me get into a song, one of my favorites by Ashanti off our first album. It's called Movies. And when we come back, that was a lot of crazy money, but we're going to talk about more money and our money problem with this DECA situation. Y'all got to help us with. But first, here is Movies by Ashanti. Thank you.
can't get enough of me. Now I'm on the phone telling you I'm all alone. So come on over, I'm out the shower now, about to oil you down. I can't wait till you get here. I wanna be like those girls in the
So we gotta pick our girl a lesson. But yeah, let's get into some more money problems with these celebrities. So first, Mark Wahlberg and The Rock are being sued. Are y'all ready for this price? Woo! Too much money.
What is it, girl? Because you know I can't afford it.
Being sued for $3 by McDonald's for not paying a bill.
What?
No, I'm just playing. But for real. They are being sued for, check this out, $200 million by Everett Silas and Sherry Littleton for allegedly ripping off their idea. You guys know the show they have, The Ballers. So
yeah.
The pair claims that they created the show in 2008, and they asked that they came to The Rock and Mark Wahlberg in 2007, and they pitched the idea to them. Well, actually, you know, pitched the idea to them in 2008. My apologies. And they said they're suing them after the people who are producing the film refuse to have, you know, how when they have on the show created by blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. They're mentioned.
Yeah. So they're suing them $200 million for that, for allegedly ripping up the idea. And I want to see how this turns out.
In your arms, holding me and kissing me.
I mean, I really just want to see how it turns out. You don't want to? Why? Because, I mean...
Because I just feel like it's foolishness. Like, well, it's not. I honestly think they
really
have a right to do that. Yeah.
because they did do the hard work. They just want to get recognized for it. But it's like, come on now.
Child, please. Money talks.
That's true, that's true.
Also, another big money. This is it. So before I get into this, let me give you a brief history about Michael Jackson. So you guys know in 1985, he bought ATV Music Publishing for $41.5 million. Then in 1991, he sold 50% of his share to Sony for $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And now Sony is to buy Michael Jackson's 50% share in the ATV Music Publishing from the Dead Singers Estate for, oh Lord, Jesus, guess how much?
How much? A little or a lot?
$750 million.
Well, excuse me, because that's good, though. So all that money is going to go to what, his family?
Yep, his estate.
Damn, that's crazy.
Wow. I mean, but you got to think about it. That's some good music in the Michael Jackson catalog. So,
yeah.
From 1985, that means the Bad album, Remember the Time, all of that, you know, that's some good music. So. That's just too much money. And here we Decca members only need, like, what, $5,000 so we can all go on the
Right.
Y'all going to hook us up. But, yeah, guys, quick about our story. So we're all in Decca. I don't want to go into our life story because we'll get sad, but guys, we need, like, $5,000. Jordan, help us. Loan us $5,000.
If I had it, I would give it to y'all.
Oh, you would, for real.
So sweet.
I know. But somebody listening has $5,000. Well, this is the thing. The transportation, we'd use Megabus for 10 people, cost $108. Now.
Yeah, we can do that, but the hotel
Two? You know, well, for those of you who don't know what Decca is, it's like a business and marketing type group. And the hotels cost a lot. It's $245 per night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, per night, and we have to have four rooms, like, and nobody can pay for that. So, guys, you can help us out. Please help us out. We really want to go. This is our last year, so please. It's for our business, it's for our marketing business competition. So, please help us out if you can. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah. A lot.
Very, very much. Very, very much. Sponsorship. Yeah. Okay, so we'll have that GoFundMe account up, you know, when we get all that together. But, yeah, just be on the lookout for that. Just help the young people doing some positive, trying to stay off the streets, you know.
Right.
Really, about our business. So support good people. Sony. You're selling that for $750 million. All we need is $5,000. Y'all, people from the Middle East, Asia, spend about $4 million. All we need is $5,000. Suing Mark Wahlberg for $200 million. All we need is $5,000. That is nothing. Bill Gates has over $100 billion. All we need is $5,000. That's like a penny to him. You know what I mean? Somebody. No, but for real, y'all, we would appreciate it. So hopefully you guys do support. We would appreciate it very much. All right. Now, my favorite couple, as you guys know, ever, 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 Ciara and Russell Wilson got engaged. I love them so much. So much. And everybody seems to be really happy. Like, literally everybody seems to be happy. Except for Russell's ex-wife, who is shading Ciara. You won't believe how. People are really shading nowadays. I'm going to tell you about in a minute. But first, let's get into a throwback. Christina Aguilera, here is Loving Me For Me.
I'm sitting here with your picture and smiling to myself. Now people ask why I'm in love with you. Well, let me start by saying you got my heart by just being who you are. And now we got it between me and you. It doesn't matter about the money I make or what I do, oh, that I'm a star. Unconditionally, you're there for me, undeniably. You inspire me spiritually. Oh, see, this is beautiful, it's incredible, pleasurable, unforgettable.
Vanessa.